This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now via the Internet and the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping America rolling along. Thank you for what you're doing. A special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus there are Americans working on all over the world in the oil industry. And let's not forget to follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now from the Underground USA podcast, Frank Silvato. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
And before we get started with the pledge, I want to give my sincere heartfelt condolences to a brother firefighter who lost his life, died of the coronavirus pandemic, a firefighter, engineer, mechanic in the FDNY, residing out of Staten Island, New York, and our thoughts and prayers go along with a brother of the badge.
Absolutely. Condolences to the family and everybody who was a friend.
Yep, you got it. Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the president had a big old Sunday afternoon Rose Garden press conference where the coronavirus task force came out with them. And right away, wouldn't you know, one of the guys from CNN, the weekend guy, stood up and challenged the president and had something to say. And the president literally sat him right back down and stuck it right back to him.
Well, and the president's got a point. We all know that CNN doesn't care for Donald Trump. We get it. It's very well established. The primetime hosts don't like him. The reporters don't like him. Nobody who's a guest on CNN likes him. America gets it. So why keep thumping the hate? If the left is supposed to be the demographic of tolerance and inclusion, ask some pointed questions that have some kind of interesting fact to it. Not just an always negative thumping of the drum with gotcha questions. I mean, if you've got a legitimate question that is a critique, or you bring up a fact that has some pointed directness to the president, that's great. But the underlying negative tone all the time, we get it, CNN, you don't like them. Fox didn't necessarily care for Barack Obama either, but they asked some questions that had some substance to them when they got their turn. in the press room. Mm-hmm. So enough. Let's start covering the news again instead of displaying your discontent.
And it's not just CNN, because MSNBC and NBC also got their share of it this weekend. For some reason, Rachel Maddow was on one of the Sunday shows, and it was brought up about her comment where she said, there's no sign the hospital ships will be ready to be used for weeks yet. Well, let's see. One of them pulled into L.A. yesterday, and the other one is going to dock today in New York City, so better luck next time, Rachel.
Well, Rachel Maddow is not an incredible intellect. She just has a mouth that keeps going. And that's exactly what MSNBC hired her for. She gins up emotion, and that's the fuel that fires their engine over on MSNBC. She's been found more times than not to have been inaccurate in the facts that she uses to criticize anybody from the right. And that's another one. We get it. MSNBC is a cheerleader for the extreme progressive left. The country gets it. Do some research, find something of substance to actually gripe about. Not the same stuff, thump, 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 and stop making stuff up. Because, you know, how many Pinocchios now does MSNBC have?
Plenty.
If you tally them up, you can build a wooden ark from Pinocchio's noses.
Build a wall on the border with Mexico. The other thing is NBC again this weekend praised China for its medical supplies and the effort around the world. Turns out though that many of their COVID-19 tests don't work. 70% in the case of Spain, and the masks were defective. But again, in the case of Spain, about 75% of the masks weren't effective.
No, just like everything else that's stamped with made in China, it either lasts one-tenth of as long as it's supposed to, or it doesn't work at all. You know, when you use low-wage, almost slave labor to make things, there's not a lot of enthusiasm for the old Zenith adage. The quality goes in before the name goes on.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing that we should be talking about right now is the social distancing is going to go on. And by the way, we're going to get caught up in a break, so I'll just mention it. The president announced yesterday that social distancing will go on for another month till the end of April. That could or could not be subject to change based on what transitions. They believe the peak of the coronavirus pandemic will happen the middle of April, but they're not sure about that either. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
They get Obama fall.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Nissan.com, the website. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com is their website. Now, I was up at Newport Richey over the weekend at Moss Nissan, and I stopped by to do a little social distancing. Said howdy howdy to the service department, took them some lunch to make them feel good about themselves, and the salespeople got in on it too. And a great reason to get your vehicle serviced at Moss is the fact that all veterans, all active military, all first responders, and pastors too, get 15% off when you have your vehicle serviced there. Now, the same goes for military, active duty military family members. Where else are they doing that? Nowhere I know. So, it's time to get your vehicle serviced for your spring and your summer trips. Yeah, we're going to be taking trips again. We're all driving more, and we will be, because gasoline yesterday, $1.77 a gallon near me. Gas war going on right now with three different gas stations, Wawa, 7-Eleven, and BP, $1.77 a gallon in St. Pete. Now, you can get your vehicle also treated with the antimicrobial treatment that comes with Moss Care. If you've got Moss Care, it's there in the vehicle. You can get it done. Or you can just pay for it to have it done. Some people were getting that done at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. And it's not all that expensive. Now, if you've got Moss Care, it comes with every new and pre-owned vehicle at Moss Nissan. First one's done when you get the car. Second one's done after you have it. So if you got a vehicle you bought from Moss Nissan, or Moss Acura, take it back and ask them to do the antimicrobial treatment. Now, every
Moss Nissan dealership is currently being scrubbed from stem to stern. I watched the janitor going through there, disinfecting different things, tables. People get up and leave. They disinfect the table, then go from there. I was watching all that was going on, and it was really interesting to see how much attention they were paying to it. So, Newport Richey, 19 and 54. Crystal River, U.S. 19. Moss Wholesale to the Public, 19 and Homosassa Springs, 11001 North Ford Avenue in Tampa for Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. That's Moss, M-E-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It's going to save you a bunch of money. You want to buy a vehicle, you get $500 off just by telling them the captain sent you, period. All right, back to Frank Silvallo, managing editor. Yeah, here we go, managing editor of the Underground USA podcast. And we've got one of our favorite callers. He's got a question for you here. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Morning, Captain. Frank.
What's your question, my friend?
Since Mario Cuomo is being, not Mario.
It's Andrew.
Andrew Cuomo is being mentioned as. His rumor is going for the presidency as a possibility, or maybe they're going to draft him. I don't know. But does he have any skeletons in his closet?
Yep.
And I heard him mention something or other. So, anyway, that's it, Captain.
Yep. Frank, you want to take this? You want me to? Yes, he's got skeletons in his closet.
I'm going to go with the most recent one, his comments about the ventilators.
Yep.
That's something that kind of took him out of the running right now. It's a real-time boots-on-the-ground faux pas that will be used against him. You can't scream about the ventilators and the federal people doing nothing and then suddenly find them in storage not being used.
Yeah.
That's disingenuous. And if he's going to run, that's going to come back to haunt him in the immediate, you know.
Did you hear the other statement made over the weekend about ventilators and such? The New York State Police are investigating the reports of some of them being missing or stolen from where they were being kept.
They should, because when something is being stored, and you know, you hear this old adage all the time when you talk about organized crime and people making money off of things that are in demand.
Called the black market.
It just fell off a truck.
Mm-hmm. Called the black market. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So these things are hot. There's going to be people who want to make money off of it. If you got keys to a storage unit, especially in an urban area like Chicago, New York, or Los Angeles, someone's going to be selling them to make some money.
Well, I had another little story into the mix here when it comes to Mr. Cuomo. Back years ago, when his dad was a governor, he had a how should I put this? He had a little indiscretion that almost cost him any political career, but that was taken care of by Daddy off to the side many moons ago. Obviously, they're calling Andrew Cuomo President Cuomo now, talking about the fact that that's the new daydream for those that are fretting over Joe Biden becoming the presidential candidate. Believe it or not, Hillary's done now, and you know why, don't you?
Well, she was done before as far as I'm concerned, but what's your theory?
The comment about President Trump having blood on his hands.
Her fan base and the caustic left don't care about that comment. As a matter of fact, they're probably agreeing with her.
Well, the mainstream Democratic Party, there's a lot of grumblings that's it.
Well, you could say that's it all you want. Their front runner is Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you also had somebody who was a two-time elected president who was a friend of the Palestinians,
mm-hmm.
who was a black activist,
mm-hmm.
who was a black supremacist, and he got away with that for
yep.
8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be saying anybody's out, especially a Clinton.
I'm just telling you what the word on the street is from the Democrats in New York that talk to me.
You know, right now the Democrats in New York have to worry about ventilators.
Yeah, they do, even though they're being sold out the back door of some of these hospitals, it appears. Now, the Washington Post. Go ahead.
Not to mention the high grade masks. Those things are being sold off of the end of a truck too up there.
Yeah, you're right. Also, when it comes to California, some interesting news surfaced. Remember Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor?
The governor, yeah.
Remember who took his place?
Yeah.
Jerry Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's
Moonbeam. Governor Moonbeam.
Mm-hmm. It seems that Governor Moonbeam dismantled the entire mobile hospital system in California, complete with the ventilators and regulators, back in 2011 to get a little get-even policy, if you will, with Schwarzenegger, because he had cut some of the money that was in some of the gimme programs that the California Democrats had, so they decided to cut what they thought was a program that might not be needed, the emergency medical hospitals they had, the mobile hospitals, and boy, could they use them today now, couldn't they?
Well, they could. California is in the shape California is in because of Democrats and progressives, especially progressives. And I do make a distinction between Democrats and progressives because they're two different animals. Democrats should wake up and expunge the progressives from their party, but they just seem to be lumbering forward wherever the progressives lead. But yeah, you look at California, look at New York to a great extent, and Illinois to a great extent. You keep following the policies of Democrats, you're going to end up broke and angry.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because that's where they are. And then common sense ideas like being able to mobilize in an epidemic or a pandemic or a biological war exercise is kind of important. So why would you get rid of something that would be that important in reacting to something like, oh, I don't know, a biological attack by a foe nation or a terrorist group?
Mm-hmm. Now, we just talked about Joe Biden. Apparently, Joe has been caught with his hands in a cookie jar. He ignored three warnings about potential ventilator shortages going way back to 2009. The Obama administration scrapped the White House Health and Security Office, which worked on international health issues, meaning there was no dedicated pandemic office at the NSC for almost the entire time Biden was vice president. And back in 2013, 15, and 17, with the Obama administration and their budget proposals, Joe Biden was vice president when they sought to cut hundreds of millions of dollars in funding from the CDC when excluding Obama's Obamacare Prevention and Public Health Care Fund. Remember that?
Well, he just thought that he'd be able to get the contract for ventilators from the Ukraine.
Hmm. I wonder. I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder. All right. Well, I will talk to you on Friday, so enjoy the weather.
Stay low, my friend.
I will. Okay. Frank Salvato, Underground USA Podcast. Always a lot of fun on the radio. And Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Experts say the worst is still coming in the coronavirus outbreak. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the key is getting people to stay away from each other.
We put in place the New York Pause program.
Today I am going to extend it to April 15th, the directive that non-essential state workforce continue to work from home.
People are wondering when things might start improving. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN it will be a while, but reopening the country soon is a bad idea.
When we start to see a daily number of cases, instead of increasing and escalating, they start to flatten out, turn the corner, and then start coming down. When we see that, then you could start doing the modification of the intensity of your mitigation.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, just for example, right here, the largest franchise of all the 213 franchises across the United States. Now, Freedom Boat Club is open, and here's why. In a state like Florida, where there's 21.5 million people, we've got, 400 cases of our, we've got 300 cases now in our Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay footprint area. Now, that percentage is about 0.00001. And for more information, you can check it out by going and checking it out yourself at the Florida Experience website. But you can experience the Sun Sanitize experience because residents are allowed to leave home and work in an essential business or non-essential business, willing to abide by the Centers of the Disease Control Social Distancing Guidelines. And guess what they're doing at the Freedom Boat Club? Well, they're keeping their distance from their members, first of all. All members call up first, and you've reserved the boat. You tell them when you park the car that you're there. You wait until they get the boat all ready for you, and then you'll go to the boat, straight to the boat, along with the dock. You'll carry your own gear and equipment. Guests will board the vessels themselves unassisted. The dock staff will handle the checkout tablet the entire time so you don't have to touch it. And then the dock masters will do what they need to do. Now, you've heard about the boats, no more than 10 people on the party barges. And boats should maintain a 50-foot distance. That's per the guidelines that are out there right now. So, guess what? You can still get out on the water and enjoy a Freedom Boat Club boat. So, 855-FREEDOM is the number, 855-FREEDOM, or freedomboatclub.com. MSNBC.com/Tampa Bay to find out more. And special discounts for membership are given to active duty military, veterans, active and retired first responders, and teachers, as well as health workers. So there you go. All right. Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, turned sports quarterback, on Mondays and Fridays is with us. Good morning, Mr. Quarterback, sir.
Good morning, Captain. How are you today, sir?
Who won the NASCAR automated race yesterday?
That would be Mr. Hill, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, so, they're trying to fill up the airtime. I give them credit. They're doing everything they can.
Well, I was watching, I think it was Fox on Saturday when I got back from Moss Nissan. I turned on television, and it was on Fox, and I'm pretty sure I was watching a World Series Game 7 from a year or two ago.
You were. You said it right. Yeah, it's funny. They're showing a lot. Derek Jeter's the last game was played yesterday afternoon. So, I mean, they're doing what they can to keep you entertained. And they have some good documentaries on the sports channels to watch. So, well, I'm just hoping, Captain, that this virus is on the decline. I got to give a shout-out to the Clemson quarterback, Lawrence. He's a great kid up there in South Carolina, and they finally worked it out with him and the NCAA for him to raise money for this coronavirus, you know, virus scenario.
Work him out. What's he doing, a charity or something?
Yeah, he's doing a fund me with his girlfriend who plays soccer up there, and just trying to help out the people up there in upstate South Carolina.
Well, Russell Wilson, the Seattle Seahawks quarterback, and his wife, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought I heard him say they gave out $500,000 dinners for the first responders around the country.
Yeah. That's correct. And Drew Brees and his wife donated $5 million to New Orleans. A lot of people are stepping up, and that's what this is all about, Captain. That's what this country and people are about. It's not about the government. It's about people helping out other people. And as soon as we get to that realization, things will be a lot better. And the sports world is showing how it can be done, which is a beautiful thing. So I'm excited about that. You know, and things are still going on in football. They're getting prepared to do the draft. If Rodgers is good to go, has to do it from his home, he's going to do it from his home. And that's how you get things done. Yeah, you know, so. You know, John Lynch is studying at his house for the draft. He's on the social media. You have a lot of things going on in baseball. A lot of Rays were dropped to minor leagues for the roster scenarios right now. So things are still happening, and they're obviously hoping to finish out the basketball season, possibly, and start the baseball season.
Saturday, I was at a golf course, not to play golf, but to visit my friend Craig Gross and to pick up an order that we took up to Moss Nissan. He runs a restaurant there. But I was shocked. You would have thought there'd be a lot of people on the golf course, right?
Yeah, no, I played Saturday myself, Captain, and there wasn't as many people.
I don't think they had, and I'm not going to say where the golf course was, but I don't think they had 12 cars in the golf course.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, that's about what it was, because people are just, you know, being safe, and that's good. But, you know, if you're out in the fresh air and you're in the course like that, and you are safe and sound, you'll be okay, just like you mentioned earlier, you know, for Freedom Boat Club. You want to go out on the boat? Why not? You can go golfing, boating. You can still jog around your neighborhood, walk around your neighborhood. You can still go play tennis. I mean, obviously, you're not going to be 6 feet next to each other the whole time. So you just have to be smart about it. And,
the other thing is, when it comes to all of this, the warm weather and the high humidity, the 90-degree temperatures or thereabouts that we're getting, and the humidity that comes along with it. And by the way, we're going to get some rain or thunderstorms this week, which will really raise the humidity. That kills the virus.
Yes, sir, it does. You know, and people are getting better. The Celtics basketball player, Smart, he's a good ball player, and he's cleared of the coronavirus now. So he's recovered from it. we just got to be smart about it. And if you get signed, you know, nip it in the bud immediately, Captain, and then you'll be in good position to beat this thing. And I hope we're going to report this thing properly. It seems like if a guy's 82 years of age and he has pneumonia, it was this, you know, disease that got him. Really?
No. Contributing factor.
On everything.
Yeah, contributing factor. And I can tell you, I'm watching to see what's going on with some of the diagnosis and even the people that are below, you know, 65 and 70 and all that are dying. Now, many of them have got a contributing factor.
Yeah. So it's just amazing, you know, that I don't know why we have to. Let's just tell it like it is. That's all. I wish we'd do that in every walk.
Well, it's all about your immune system. It's all about your immune system. If you've got a weak immune system, then you got a problem. Don't get anywhere near this.
Mm-hmm. No, well, that's it, you know. And go to your doctor. Get yourself checked out, you know. And that's the best advice I can give to anybody because then you have a weak immune system.
And if you want to build up your immunity system, it's very simple. You take the basic vitamins that are out there and you add 1,000 milligrams minimum to them and start loading up. Now, they tell you 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C is about the right amount. I've heard the same thing for vitamin D, for vitamin B12, for vitamin E. And that's what I've been hearing, and that's what the medical journals have been saying. Now, don't quote me. Go read them.
No, it's funny you would say that, Captain. And you know, with what I do professionally, you know, helping people out with their insurances, just like yourself, I get people on a good Medicare, you know, Advantage plan, and guess what? They get their vitamins over the counter at no cost to them. So that's just another thing that, you know, I do to help people out, and it's the smartest thing you can do because you hit it right on the head. The more vitamins you put in your system, your immune system gets better, and you feel better, and you're stronger, and you can beat these things. And speaking of that, Captain, if I can be of help to anybody out there in reference to, you know, their insurance needs, I can be a second set of eyes for you right now. We can do things via the computer, via the phone, whatever you'd like. You're sitting at home now. This isn't a bad time to probably take a second look at your insurance documents and see if you got everything in order. And if you do, great. Let's talk about it. And if I can be of help, give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Check us out on The Sports Zone from 11 to 12 every Sunday on this great channel. And we appreciate it, Captain, and appreciate the audience. Everybody be safe out there. Be kind and courteous to everybody you bump into and see at a distance. And we're going to get through this, and it's going to be we're going to come back stronger and better, Captain. So God bless everybody. God bless you, and have a wonderful day, sir.
And I will see you later today.
Yes, sir. See you later today.
All righty. Patrick Hyland, everybody, and we call him the insurance quarterback, but he's the sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays, so don't go anywhere. Final segment of the Captain's America coming back. We've got a beach and boating forecast to do, and we'll do that when we come back. But Kathy's going to give you the phone number. And here she is.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and it's that time of the morning where we got to get right over here and get to the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast of all of Tampa Bay, and then we'll get right to the phone line. Well, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, this beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. It's going to be a pretty good day to be out on the water, and I'll tell you why. We're going to have some calm seas this morning. We'll have a sea breeze that will pick up. We'll have some afternoon winds. Well, they'll go from the northeast to the southeast and then to the west, and anywhere from 6 to 15 miles an hour. We'll have a light chop on the water a little bit later, 1 to 2 feet. Both the Gulf and the Bay water temperature, 82 degrees. Bring a bar of soap. The low tide happened at 12:54 a.m. High tide coming at 7:58 a.m. It's going to be a bright sunny day, and the high temperature inland will be 85 to 90. And by the way, out on the water, it's 82 degrees. It'll be that and then some. So it's going to be an interesting day, and the water will be the place to be. Now, there's nothing better for your health
than a beautiful day in the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it a sun-sanitized experience. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Now, you can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time out in the water with your friends and family and sun-sanitized, too. Now, if you've had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, why not invest that money from that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership? They have 213 locations across the country, so surely someone within the sound of my voice can find one to join. But right here in Tampa Bay, right here in Tampa Bay, we are the largest of all of the franchises out there. We have 500 boats now, 30 locations going up to 50 by the end of the year. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. Just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water. Now, you can soak up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine, get some vitamin D, and sun sanitize. So call the Freedom Boat Club today at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the website freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. To the phone lines we go, and we've got Kathy from San Antonio, Texas on the line. And good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you doing?
Oh, hanging in here, still kicking butt.
All right. Well, tell us about San Antonio. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, we're under all those restrictions. Businesses have shut down. I have two daughters and a son that, you know, are left not working. My son's actually doing some DoorDash. Mm-hmm. And that Instacart thing, Amazon fired a bunch of people to hire more people for less money. And the thing is, the people ordering the groceries need to tip, because those drivers aren't going to take something for $3 or $4 that go 10, 12 miles. I mean, you know, that defeats the purpose. And
right.
That is the problem. So y'all, you know, tip your drivers. But there's a lot of things that I don't understand. For instance, being told to stay at home. Okay, what if you live in an apartment complex and there's 200-300 apartments and 1 to 6 people in each apartment. Some complexes even share air, like there's one entry. You go in, there's carpet in the middle, apartments on each side. I mean, what is this? This is like putting this on a petri dish on a ship, you know? And groceries, you're not supposed to have more than a certain amount of people in the store.
Right.
What about the 100 people that are waiting outside for an hour around the corner? You know?
Yep.
So it's so inconsistent. And my question to you, sir, is who or what do we believe? We think there's something else going on. And just for your listeners, do something today. Watch some old X-Files.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll try to answer that for you. And thanks for the call, Kathy, and you be safe.
You have a good day, sir. I enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. And now, you know, I've been saying for going on just about 3 months now that this has been overhyped. It's been over-exaggerated. We keep hearing about all these fantastic numbers. And, you know, in the real world, okay, it's okay to plan for the worst-case scenario. But somewhere along the line, you got to put your feet back on the ground and say, well, look, the numbers, the actual factual numbers, don't jibe with the worst case scenario. So you've got to pick an even keel somewhere along the line, pick a number or pick a date or whatever the situation may be. And use that as your median. Now, we've been told over the weekend that the president went back to changed his social distancing guidelines to go through April the 30th before he made the comment that they thought they would be able to relax them and then go from there after April the 30th. Okay, fine. But in the meantime, we also heard over the weekend that the peak of all of this was probably, and the word is probably, going to happen around the middle of April. Now, there are some areas of the country right now where I can tell you already the numbers are going backwards. And there's two reasons for that. Number one, in the deep south where it's gotten very warm very early, the virus is dying off quicker than it was before. And in some cases, it actually is starting to go away. If it's been breeding or brooding in some areas, the weather is now conducive to destroying the virus. Now, does it destroy it in 5 or 10 minutes? No. But high heat and humidity will get rid of this virus. And there's all kinds of other contributing factors to it as well. People are now taking hydroxychloroquine, and that is helping slow things down amongst the patients that have it. Some states, I've been told, are the governors are saying, no, we can't do this. It's not proven. We're supposed to do something else to chloroquine, where people recovered in days. By the way, 78 out of 80 patients in one clinical test treated with this recovered within 5 days. 78 out of 80. Holy cow. I would think, and by the way, that's France that officially sanctioned the drug. I would think the United States would want to get all over that and find out for sure what was going on. Now, they are to a certain degree, but it's not quite as popular as you might think it would be. But getting back to what Kathy was talking about, there is a lot of sensationalism, overhyping, call it what you want, exaggeration if you want to use that term, that's going on right now. And common sense, if you look at the numbers and you look at what's transpiring and where it's transpiring, if you just take a look at what's going on, you'll understand that some of this just can't be the way it is. Again, the numbers don't add up. Now, in Florida, and I'll use that as an example because I got the sheet in front of me. As of yesterday, noontime, 4,246 cases, positive cases of COVID-19. 4,077 were Florida residents, 169 were non-Florida residents. Do you know how many people live in Florida? 21.5 million people. And we've got 4,246 cases reported. Wow. Double wow, triple wow. Do the math. Here comes the music, so I got to run. By the way, everybody down there in Sarasota, don't forget to check out my friends down there, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, over there on Clark Road. Stop by and say howdy, howdy to them. It's worth the trip. They got all sorts of things to help you out. Dominic, spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, apostrophe S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, I'll be back tonight with more to be continued, as they say in the business when it comes to this stuff. Have a great day.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.